Hello, everyone. This is Veronica Kirilenko of the New American Magazine. We're at CPAC, and next to me, I have Mike Lindell, America's most staunch supporter of election integrity and CEO of MyPillow Guy. Mr. Lindell, it's so great to see you. And my first question to you is, 1 year ago today at CPAC, you announced the creation of the Election Crime Bureau. What have you been up to? Can you share any success stories? What have you been achieving so far?
It is so awesome. I announced the plan to secure our elections in Missouri this last August, and everything's going according to plan, so to speak. You can go to lindellplan.com and check it out. But what we did set up the Election Crime Bureau, is actually working great. You combine that with the cause of America, and I have over 300,000 people in all 50 states. And what we're doing is we're approaching every single county. Think of every county like a sales pitch to get rid of the voting machines that go to paper ballots and count it. And it's working. We have over 250 counties committed to paper ballots hand counted. As we speak right now in Pierce, South Dakota, we have my whole team, all these counties are there, these commissioners of the counties and the grassroots, they're there meeting at the Capitol. 12 counties now have already committed in South Dakota to go to paper ballots, or at least get on to vote on them. What it is, South Dakota is very unique, where you need 5% of the county's registered voters on a petition to go to make it where they has to go to an election within 60 days. So this is very unique, and they had it in New Hampshire too. We just did it with the towns. We got 100 and some towns in New Hampshire that now have to go to paper ballots and count it, because that's what the people want. So it's, and people say, well, so South Dakota has 66 counties. We believe we'll have them all. And they say, well, why is that important? Well, for 2.5 years, we were blocked at everything, blocked by judges that wouldn't look at the evidence based on merit. We were blocked by our own party. The Republicans were the worst, nobody worse than the uniparty Republicans. We'd go into Alabama, I'd go to their Secretary of State and say, look at John Merrill, the Secretary of State. I said, look at, you had 4,622 people that voted in Alabama that were over 110 years old. And he said, well, Mike, we live pretty good in Alabama. And I go, John, that's disgusting, okay? You go into like Arkansas. We go in there, Cleburne County, Arkansas, goes to vote, to go to paper ballots. Every county in Arkansas was thinking about doing it. Well, because Kim Hammers, another Republican, pushes a bill through. You ready for this? If you go to paper ballots in Arkansas, we defund your county. I mean, you can't make this up. So we're tired of being blocked. This last August, the RNC, a year ago when I ran for RNC chair, one thing that came out of that was a resolution that they voted in 168-0, paper ballots, hand counted, same day voting, precinct level signature required. So they better follow their own thing. When we come around this time, they better, you know, not say, well, we really like our machines. Well, that's not what you said in August, okay? So we're going after them, and we're taking it on head-to-head at the county level. The reason South Dakota, New Hampshire, even California, where we've got paper ballots in places there, are important is because now you have proof of concept. They're seeing that, hey, it can be done, and it can be done fast. Like Argentina did it in 4 months. Their whole country went to paper ballots a couple months ago. And so now these swing states will all, you know, everyone will end up with paper ballots. And this is what we have to secure our election. Another thing you ask about the Election Crime Bureau. We have a thing, everybody should go to the App Store and get the Mike Lindell Courage app. Just look up Mike Lindell apps. That Courage app is a canvassing tool. You're all going to need that. If you all want to get involved, you need that app. You also need the Frank Social app. Frank Social and the Courage app. You need them too. You can get involved even in your own backyard. You can look it up and see what happened in the election in your own neighborhood. And you can report things you see that are deviations or anomalies. That goes straight to my Election Crime Bureau. We take this all to the courts at the highest level. We have cases now, they're going to be up to the Supreme Court. And so we're getting at it from both the bottom and the top. It's the best plan ever. Well, it's the only plan we got, but it's going to work. If everyone needs to get involved, because we get one shot at this, one shot. I'm here at CPAC, and I want to tell you, things that one of the things I'm going to say from that stage tomorrow before our real president speaks, I'm going to tell everyone, vote same day. Anybody that tells you to vote early is wrong. They're misconstrued. They don't understand what happened in our elections with these computers. They have to vote same day. If you can't vote same day, at least vote in person if you have early voting. But do not vote with mail-in vote or whatever. Go there same day. It's harder for them to cheat with these computers.
Most of the most awful election irregularities and fraud happens in four states. In 2020, it was Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Pennsylvania. Have you been working with them?
Oh, yeah, we work with all of them. In Georgia, I'll give you an example. In Georgia, we waited 4 years. Down in Georgia, you have Crooked Brad Raffensperger, another Republican, probably the biggest blocker in United States history. He's a Republican. He's the Secretary of State of Georgia. Then they have Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, Republican. Chris Carr, Attorney General of Georgia, Republican. If you're a Democrat in Georgia, you're not going to win. Let me just tell you that right now. You're not going to win. They control the machines down there. Brad Raffensperger was taken to court 4 years ago by Democrat. That judge, finally this fall, Obama-appointed judge, made a ruling in Georgia and said, if you question the machines, you're not a conspiracy theorist. Whoa, I got to take off my tinfoil hat. And if you, that they're vulnerable. She said the experts have looked at them. So then it went to court January 9th. And you might not have seen this on the news because they don't want to talk about it. A guy, Alex Halderman, the expert, in front of that judge, this is in January, hacked into the machine with a ballpoint pen in 5 minutes and switched the election. Did you hear about that? This is all happening. And so in Georgia, Georgia's kind of the tip of the spear in another way. Georgia, they wanted these machines outlawed a long time ago. This judge could make that ruling and it'll change everything for Georgia. In Georgia, I'll give you an example how bad it is. Three Democrats a year and a half ago, and you're going to find the way I talk, it's all about getting rid of the machines. It's all about getting rid of the machines and going to paper ballots. Then we've got to get rid of the computers in our election. But in Georgia, a year and a half ago, three Democrats were running. This nice lady and her husband got zero votes in her own precinct. Zero. Now, if I was the bad guys, Brad Raffensperger, I would have gave him two votes. So they'd say, I'm sorry, ma'am, only one that loves you is your husband. But they gave her zero, okay? So that stood out. They had to look into the machines. They opened them up and go, oh, you really got 3,600 votes. She went from third to first. Another nice lady, another Democrat, four counties over, got 4,820 votes, but she wasn't on the ballot. And she wasn't a write-in. So they called it, old Crooked Brad looked at it and said, oh, it's a programming error. Why are you programming our elections, A, and why are you typing her name in, B? But the media didn't grab that. When they hacked in with that pen, that should have been worldwide news. It should be over. Nobody wants these things, right? You just had Ecuador do paper ballots hand-counted. They got a fair election. Taiwan, the best election. They saved their country. Paper ballots hand-counted. That was a month ago. Argentina went to paper ballots this fall just by one judge saying, we got to get rid of these machines. Now, what I've done is I've studied every hand-counting system in the world. France, Germany, UK, they all paper ballots hand-counted. The Netherlands, all of them, they've saved their countries throughout this time by not having computers. We took what we learned there. We have a hand-counting system. It was developed by one of my people, Linda Rant, out of Missouri. We actually did an election with her system a year ago in Osage County, Missouri. Democrats, Republicans working together. They were done at the same time as the machines. And ready for this? With 100% accuracy, and people trusted it. So you know what came of that? They got attacked by their Secretary of State and the Republicans. Now you guys, the Democrats wanted these machines gone for two decades. They don't care right now because they're so supposedly in power. I'll tell you what's in power. The Uniparty, the deep state, the globalists. This isn't a Democrat-Republican thing. This is a people against evil. This is evil versus good. We have to save our country. Everybody's got to get on board. That's the LindellPlan.com. You want to support candidates out there? Put your money into this. I ran out of money. I've got a pickup truck and a house left. I've spent all my money over here, not on these lawsuits, these frivolous lawsuits, on saving the country over here with things that matter to get us to the great place we need to get to. Paper ballots, hand counted. So everybody can support this. We need your support. But if you can't do that, at least spread the word that there is a plan and it is working so people have hope. You know, our great real president, him and I were talking the other day. He goes, you know, Mike, the only way I lose is if these elections are, if they cheat again, is the only way I lose. And I said, sir, we are going to have, God willing, these elections secure enough where you're going to win by a landslide. And he said, the last time he was did a speech, I was in Iowa with him. And when he said, when I get in office, the first thing I'm going to do, we're going to get to one day voting, paper ballots, hand counting. And the crowd went crazy. That's what the people want. That's what we need. That is what we need to save our country. And I said, all the rest of this stuff that's going on, I've said it before, we're not out with the plan we have now. And everyone's going, well, Mike, what about the border? What about all this? We're not out to save the whales. We can do that later. We need to save our country. And you start with the foundation of our election. Our government deemed it critical infrastructure. We have one shot at this to fix it. And that's what we're doing.
Fantastic. One last question to you, sir. What's your message to the voters who don't feel like voting anymore because they don't trust our election system? They see how rigged, how broken it is, and they just don't feel like participating in this, what they see as a lost cause anymore.
That's the ones you need to tell about the plan. You send them to LindellPlan.com. It's going to give them all hope. Remember, we also have to, whatever's left of these computers, we have to overrun them. What's going to happen is you're going to have, no matter how many we get rid of, these anomalies are going to stand out like a sore thumb. The people are not going to tolerate it'll be so lopsided where, you know, if I told you that Biden got 95% of the votes in Arkansas, you would say there's a problem here, right? So this is what they would have to do to cheat if we get the election at least secure enough with paper ballots hand counted, and we're doing it everywhere. And so people, the other side is people have to vote. You have to vote. And I'm saying vote same day, period. Vote same day. You want to help vote same day. It's harder for them to switch in the computer. It'll stand out like a sore thumb. And everyone says, well, what about what happened to Kerry Lake and we get down there? What if the machines don't work? There was 242 of them they turned off at the same time. The media wants you to think, oh, that was just a mistake or a glitch. Well, then don't use these machines because they're defective then, right? But if they do that again, they're not going to do it again. And if they did do that on same day election day, if they turned them all off, that would be another thing to get rid of them. So this is all a process, and we're in the home stretch. And so everybody has to get out to vote. Vote same day. I can't stress that enough. If you vote early and if you vote with mail-in vote, you guys, they just grab another name and you're not going to be able to see it. They're not going to open up the machines and say, oh, look at this. They've proven that. They're blocking. So we've got to, you got to get out and vote. And then you also need to get involved. LindellPlan.com. We need the report. So get that Courage app. The Mike Lindell Courage app, get that app. You can do like 15 names in your neighborhood. We have the voter rolls of everywhere in the United States. I developed this app where you'll be able to see all the people there that didn't vote, so you can go encourage them to vote. And you can also say, hey, wait a minute. There's six people in your house that voted, and I know you've lived here by yourself. Then you turn that into our Election Crime Bureau, and we take care of that. We put it out there everywhere. We have the resources. We need more help. That's another thing too. If you donate to the Lindell Offense Fund or the Lindell Plan, either one, that money helps run the Election Crime Bureau. There's no other fund. This is the people funding this. This is us. There's nobody else that's going to help. The government's not going to give you money to get rid of the machines. Trust me.
What's the best way to follow you, sir?
You guys can find me on all the social media platforms, but you need to watch my network, Lindell TV. We've got Lou Dobbs over there now. He came over at frankspeech.com. We put 24/7 news out, real news, not Fox News, where you're not going to report hurricanes or tornadoes like a Weather Channel, you know. We've got Emerald Robinson, Steve Bannon, myself, Lou Dobbs. You're going to hear the news, and we, you know what? We're going to talk about elections, and we're going to talk about getting rid of the voting machine. I guess they can't double sue me. They sue me every time I speak. It piles up like cordwood. By the way, you might have all seen this, $5 million all over the world now. Mike Lindell loses another $5 million. Rubbish. Okay, that was a company, one of my companies that put that event on in the summer of 21. It's all corrupt. People see through that. You know, this guy didn't win $5 million. It's all a big corruption conspiracy. So everybody, keep the faith and keep the hope, and you need to spread the hope. I know people right now, and I want to say one more thing. If you're out there and you have people feeling hopeless, like you say, that, oh, we're doomed, and you combine that with the fentanyl and stuff pouring across the border, people are turning to addiction. And you guys can get help there too. It's free. This is what I was doing before all the selection stuff. It's the LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. It's an online, and it's free. Absolutely free. Won't cost you a dime. If you're an addict, go check it out. I was an ex-crack cocaine addict. This will give you hope there. And it's everybody, you know, we're in the greatest revival. The things going on now, we're in the greatest revival for Jesus Christ in history, because people don't look to God during times that are great. They look at when times are looking pretty bad. And they look pretty bad. But they're, you guys, I'm the more optimistic that I've ever been. And probably my company's been attacked more than any company in history, employee-owned company, and everyone's been great supporting them out there, and we thank you for all for that.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Declaration of Independence proclaims God-given rights, and we intend to protect them. Working with people like you for over 50 years, preserving freedom and building a better tomorrow. Safeguarding the Constitution by limiting government power. We are restoring liberties, educating voters, and leading the freedom movement. Join with us. United, we will defend our rights. We are all Americans. We are the John Birch Society.